Be an original. The scripture reading for your best life now, Psalm 139, 1 through 24. Today's reading, Romans 12, verse 2 from the New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is." Many social, physical, and emotional problems stem from the fact that people don't like themselves. They are uncomfortable with how they look, how they talk, or how they act. They don't like their personality. They're always comparing themselves with other people, wishing they were something different. If I just had his personality, if I lived where they lived, if I looked like she looks, if my thighs weren't so big, if I had less here and more somewhere else, then I'd be happy. No, you can be happy with who God made you to be and quit wishing you were something different. If God wanted you to look like anyone else, He would have made you look like them. If God wanted you to have a different personality, He would have given you that personality. Don't compare yourself to other people. Learn to be happy with who God made you to be. God doesn't want a bunch of clones. He likes variety, and you should not let people pressure you or make you feel badly about yourself because you don't fit their image of who you should be. Be an original, not a copycat. Dare today to accept the person God made you to be, and then go out and be the best you that you can be. You don't have to look or act like anyone else. God has given us all different gifts, talents, and personalities on purpose. You don't really need anybody else's approval to do what you know God wants you to do. Certainly, you should always be open to wise counsel. I'm not suggesting that you be foolish or rebellious, nor am I suggesting that you move from liberty to license in your spiritual life. We never have permission to live an ungodly life, but we do have God's blessing to be confident, not letting outside pressures mold us into something or someone we are not. Be secure in who you are. If you want to join the choir at church or start a new business or buy a new car or home, you don't need anyone's approval. Your attitude should be, "I'm confident in who I am. I'm not going to go around pretending, wishing I was something else, trying to fit into everybody's mold. I am free to run my own race." God went to great lengths to make sure that each of us is an original. We should not feel badly because our personalities, tastes, hobbies, or even spiritual proclivities are not the same as another person's. Some people are outgoing and energetic. Others are more timid and laid back. Some like to wear suits and ties. Others are more comfortable wearing blue jeans. Some people close their eyes and lift their hands when they worship God. Others worship God in a more subdued manner, and God likes it all. Don't think that you have to fit into somebody else's mold. And similarly, don't be upset when other people don't fit into your mold. Live this day with the attitude, "I'm enjoying the person God made me to be." Here's today's prayers for your best life now. Thank you, Father, for making me the way I am, with all my strengths and weaknesses. Help me to enjoy being the person you created, and to live each day knowing that you have placed me at this time on purpose, placed me on earth at this time on purpose. Thank you for giving my life meaning and significance. This is the reading from your best life now. Be an original. Be an original. I'll say that one more time. Thank you, Father, for making me the way I am, with all my strengths and weaknesses. Help me to enjoy being the person you created and to live each day knowing that you have placed me on earth at this time on purpose.